I am Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
Season 16, episode 2 of By the Power. You just missed the best intro to a podcast the world has ever seen or heard. Generally, when we're speaking about podcasts, we talk about hearing them rather than seeing them, perhaps. I just delivered the most amazing intro to Kane's cartoon, but I was on mute, so you're never going to hear it. No one is ever going to hear it, unless Alexa was actually recording me at the time.
She might have been.
You never know. But yeah, I just did the best opening to a podcast ever. It was amazing. Truly, truly a thing of beauty that probably would have solved all
war. It looked
war
very animated.
And crime. Very, very truthful. And everything. And now I'm done. Kane, talk about your shit.
I was seeing how long we was going to go with you talking.
You guys fucking went ages. You can see my face and just watching me talk.
I thought you were just, mentioned you know, it. I thought you were like a true performer, like doing warm-ups or something like that. You know,
getting into character.
Over the teeth, Yeah, just a bit of vocal warm-up. So we left you to it. And also, you said season 16, which is going to confuse everyone who's listening to this podcast because they're going to be like, shit.
I've missed 13 seasons.
I know, skipped a load.
This one is my shit version of the intro because I wasted all my energy and skill on the good one that no fucker's ever going to hear.
What was the main contents of the good one?
It was mostly about how amazing you are, Kane.
Thanks.
It was a confession of love. He's poured his heart out on his sleeve.
And we'll just never know.
I said something like...
But he regrets it now.
Last week's cartoon... chosen by Jamie was a bit like Jamie,
sure.
The main character. But right. This week's main character is a bit like our chooser this week, Kane.
Right.
Think about it. Can we just backtrack a little bit?
What?
So that lanky, character. Tall, goofy person reminds you of Jamie.
Everything apart from the height.
And yet the short, furry one reminds you of Kane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kane's a bit like an inverted triangle shape out of the team, isn't he? Kane's got the most inverted little triangle dude shape going on.
The gap between my teeth as
spent
well.
He spent all of last week's episode touching his own biceps.
That's true.
Just my right hand side, that's better than
my left. He was touching himself up a little bit.
Yeah. No, that wasn't my intro. That was you're never going to know what my intro was, my true intro. It'd never be repeated again. So, you know, on that depressing note.
That's right.
We had a good week, though, guys.
Yeah, I had a great week.
Been off work all week. It's always good.
How come you've been off work, Bez?
It's school holidays.
Oh. Well, that explains it.
last week.
It's this week.
I thought it was 2 weeks
all
ago.
All the week, it could be in 2 weeks' time. Who knows?
I thought school holidays were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what school holidays do you get in the middle of July? June, rather.
I don't know when it goes out. So, yeah, I've been off with a little one. So we've had a great time.
Do you get all school holidays off, Buzz?
No, I have to book them off.
Okay.
So this week I specifically booked because my other half has been away in Ibiza with Stu's other half.
Fancy.
Yeah, very nice. So I've been full-time daddy for most of it. She was actually out this weekend at Grandma's, but for the rest of it, I was pretty much full-time daddy. She was loving her VR and all the such activities that we had planned.
What's she been playing on the VR?
Really good game called Garden of the Seas. It's a bit like Animal Crossing type thing. You basically sort of, I say tame the animals. You befriend the animals and you solve puzzles and you grow vegetables, which then give you upgrades to your house and stuff like that. So you can sort of plant little garden areas. You get a little tugboat you can drive out on and explore the world. She loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Is it that Animal Crossing kind of...
It's very cartoony graphics, yeah. Very, very for young kids. It's not my cup of tea. But some of the puzzles were good, to be fair. But yeah, she's just been obsessed with it, absolutely obsessed with it. She'd spend every hour in there if she could. I mean, luckily, we have to sort of drag her out every so often for the, you know, charging up and whatnot, and it's not ideal for her to be there too long. Yeah, a bit of real life. But yeah, she does love it.
I've not played VR for ages.
Oh, I do like it.
Still, this one of my favourite VR moments, and I've not had many of them, is when we had Warhammer Weekend and Jamie was playing it. And
trailer on it?
No, it was. Was it a haunted house on a? There was a haunted house roller coaster. Yeah. And I've never seen someone panic so much in a space.
I love horrors. I love haunted houses, but I hate the idea of stuff jumping out at me, which I know you get a lot in haunted houses. We've been away this week in Norfolk, and we took Bear to it's like a theme park called Roar, where there's lots of, it's all like animatronic dinosaurs and stuff like that, and they just opened this for all intents and purposes, a walkthrough haunted house. But there's got bits where you've got to, in pitch black, go over and grab ropes and go through tight bits and stuff like that. And you've got dinosaurs jumping out of you. The amount of fucking velociraptors I headbutted in that motherfucker was unreal. But yeah.
Did Bear enjoy it? Ride.
But you know what? He's recently, I've said, he's gone on the Haunted House at Alton Towers and loved it. And I'm a bit unsure whether he'd go on this, but it was fine. He literally, and it was scary. It was tight corridors, pitch black, and they've got like strobe lights and things jumping out. And he led the way. He went first and led the way.
Good.
But yeah, the best part about it was Joe's dad came on with us, who's not the most agile of individuals. And honestly, James, it was the most fucking hilarious thing.
Oh, I would have paid money. Did you film it by any chance? I paid money to have seen that.
I did openly refer to him as a geriatric Indiana Jones, though.
Brilliant.
But he literally, there were one part towards the end where you've got these, I suppose they're like big bags that are blown up bags that you kind of have to fight your way down the middle of him as they push together. And he's got no strength. He couldn't get through them. So Joe had to go behind him and literally push him down like she was pushing a wheelbarrow through it.
I can just imagine him swearing all the way, fucking bastard, fucking bastard. Exactly. Every time someone made him jump, fucking bastard.
He was hilarious. But yeah, so that's what my weeks consist of, being away in Norfolk for the week.
Nice.
What about you, Stu? You say you had an amazing week?
Yep.
What have you been up to?
Not much.
Nice.
Right, I'm chilling out.
It's all you need sometimes.
I've been chilling out, relaxing, maxing on call. Building a workbench inside my shop.
did you shoot any b-ball outside of school?
I did actually, yeah. My back garden is outside of school, isn't it? So technically, yes, I did shoot b-ball.
I can guarantee there's some kids that are up to no good there, right, James?
I'd say, was there any guys up to no good?
Probably are somewhere, yeah.
They started on a stop recording trouble in neighbourhood.
Yeah, I think there are. Yeah. No, I've just been chilling with Corey. We've been video gaming. New season of Fortnite, so he's happy. Not much of anything, really. I'm mainly just recovering from watching that cartoon last week.
What was the one last week again?
Goof Troop.
Hmm. 1 out of 10.
Fucking awful.
It sickens me, but I'm getting used to this absolute bollockery from Stu when it comes to scores at times.
what's weird is from my point of view. Everybody else. What's weird from my point of view is, like, we do a score rating. What's that score rating? 0 to 10 or 1 to 10?
Yeah.
0 to 10.
So 0 to 10.
Oh, we can score a 0, can we?
Ooh. Yeah. Is how rarely people use the full scale.
True.
And just generally float around 5, 6, 7.
True.
Yeah.
See, for me, I've got a fairly, my method is a bit strange, I must admit, but 5 for me is indifferent. Don't dislike, don't like. 5 is bang on. You know, it's there.
Bang on?
As in, like, it's bang on.
Average.
Obviously. Yeah, it's average. It's average. So it is hard because then you've only really got 6 and 7 for things you think are all right.
Yeah.
And then 8, 9 and 10 is there's not much to play with. I like most cartoons, so I do struggle to score stuff. So yeah, it's not much to play. So think six and seven is the sort of general default. It's all right, you know. I don't mind it.
James, are you saying we need to advance our scoring system for season?
No, we don't. No.
James needs 20 levels between 5 and 7.
We could sack scores of all together for all. Okay, you're going to be truthful.
In all fairness, I would like. I think it would be good to have some categories of score for theme tunes, score for.
That's the exact opposite of sacking off, Jamie.
I like it. I do. I like the idea of doing that. Yeah, I do.
Can you imagine? We could have like a website with all of our stats on. Like the leading secondary character who's appeared in over 75% of episodes, scored on average a 7.2 out of 10 across the By the Power team. For their first season appearances.
It is a shame we've not got all the scores from all the.
We've got them all. We should
do a league table on the website then.
We should do that. It's a good idea.
It's not as though we've recorded this podcast and could easily get that information if we needed to. To be fair,
I know what this podcast is like, and I'm not listening back to three seasons of this podcast.
Are we going to get it, Jamie?
No, probably not. Yeah. If I'm being honest, it's a ball ache to do to go back and do them all. Yeah,
I thought you'd got them all.
I have got them all, but still, I've got to go back. I mean,
he's got his laptop open.
What have you got to go back to? You've got them all.
I'm still going to open the documents up and like each, because I've got a Word document.
Oh,
for each
you've
episode.
Not got them all in one document.
No, they're all separate. Okay. I've got a Word document for each, so I could go back to each episode and I could pull up all my notes and scores. But I'd have to do that for each one.
That'll take at least an hour, I reckon.
Yeah, come on, that.
How many? What's to open like 70 documents?
I'm just hoping. I'm going to put it on a spreadsheet. Go
read
stuff
it.
Like that.
just write it down.
No,
just
I agree with Jamie. I agree with Jamie. 2 hours at least to do that.
I can create the spreadsheet.
Yeah. All it would say is score and episode. Column, score, rows, episode 1 to 25.
It's already too complicated. It's always getting too complicated. This
you need the spreadsheet, Kane. Jamie, I'll fill it in with the scores.
And what are we doing with the spreadsheet?
Teamwork. Posting it on the website.
Putting it on the website. So we know what the best cartoon we've ever scored is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like top 10. Top 10 By the Power cartoons are in 10. Oh, then we can have a special discussing our scores and see if we think we got it right or not.
Right. Just have a quick look to see if I've done the season 1 scores.
I did.
So I've just opened Transformers and that was scored 31 out of 40.
That's low, isn't it, Transformers?
It wasn't a great episode. It was Dinobots, so I want it. It wasn't.
I chose that. It was a great episode. How can you say Transformers with Dinobots in wasn't a great episode?
Because Dinobots are great, but the episode
I'm
going to
go and watch Mask. Ooh, brilliant. Mask's amazing.
Nah, Mask.
You chose that episode in Mask where they're all dicks with masks.
And that'd be the beauty of a league table with nowhere mass finished in the league.
I can bottom 6.
Yes.
It didn't finish where it deserved to finish. It should have got a higher score than that.
Should we talk about this week's cartoon? Yeah. Or should we do the lie and truth first, Kane?
Would I lie to you?
Yeah. What are the scores, Jamie?
The scores are, so I'm currently last with 2 points. In second place is James and Kane on 5, which means that Stu is up front on 6 points.
And in just so, could all change.
Good.
Ooh, exciting. okay, so would I lie to you? The show had 2 intros, one with fast flickering lights, which aired in the United States and Canada. The other, mostly in Europe and the United Kingdom, aired a modified version with still shots.
Okay.
That's it. Would I lie to you?
Well, that's just one thing.
There's not 2 options. Is that true or false?
That was only 1 option, wasn't it?
Oh, he's changing the game. Oh, he's changing the game.
Is a rule there.
I like it.
Hold on. So
it's the game is, would I lie to you? Am I lying to you or not?
Think about. I'm not comfortable with this shit.
I like it.
I fucking don't.
Kane.
Why? That's the game
Kane,
is what I like.
Kane, you know, to make Jamie happy.
Yeah.
Say your, give us your sentence again.
Wouldn't give me a different one.
No, yeah, give us a sentence again, because I've got so confused now. What's the statement?
To make Jamie happy, but right.
Dude's not happy as well.
No, the same statement. I mean. The same. No, just I just want to hear the same thing again. I don't want anything different.
Yeah. The show had two intros, one with fast flickering lights, which aired in the United States and Canada. The other versions, mostly in Europe and the United Kingdom, aired a modified version that had still shots.
Okay. Now read it again, Kane, but say did not for your third word.
Yeah. But knowing Stu, I know this is stressing him out.
The show
as well.
Did not have
yeah, so,
two separate. Yeah.
It's Stu first as well.
Episodes. Yeah, so that's the other option, if you want me to say that. Is which one is... Well, is it what I lied to you? That's the game, is what I lied to you.
I think, Kane, that's a lie.
Ooh.
Mm.
James, show us what you got.
This is a chance for me to sneak in front by going different to you.
Yeah, or get further behind. Mm. You should probably save your gamble for when you know the answer, shouldn't you?
Yeah, it does sound like a realistic fact.
That's why it's a lie.
Yeah, I think it's a lie within a truth.
Yeah. Mm.
I think it was like there's actually three intros or something like that.
Yeah.
So, or they weren't stills.
It was actually the United States and Australia that it was using some shit like that.
It's one of these sneaky
some
little
cunning
like,
shit.
Crafty lies.
Yes.
So I'm going for the same as Stu.
Kane's a liar.
Kane's a dirty liar.
Oh, Jamie could cost him a point and catch up, get him
well,
down
James
to his level.
Lose
now.
Technically.
No, but he could pull Kane down towards him, couldn't he?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, he could pull Kane down with him.
So he could reach Kane.
Literally like a foot race where he knows he's going to lose, but he just pushes the person in front of him just as. Yeah.
Or he could push me into the lead.
He could take Kane from behind.
No, he can't push into lead if he goes. Well, if he goes different, I suppose he could.
If he goes same.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Knowing how this has gone recently, whereas all we've done is just. We'll say we, I've never done this, but what people tend to be doing is changing just like the odd, like you've said, the odd word, which means that it's close to true, but a lie. So I'm going to also say Kane's a liar.
Ooh.
There was two intros. One with fast flickering lights and the other one with a still version.
However.
The one with the fast lights was in America, and Canada had the still shots as well.
Oh, crafty.
I was going to just read it out as normal because I thought that you was going to think that sounds too real to be true.
Yeah. Mm.
Then I was going to try triple bluff you, but I got all confused.
You should have gone for the truth. We'd have fallen for it.
Or would we?
I think we would. Yeah.
I'm still confused. Have we won or not?
We've won. Yeah.
Okay.
Kane did exactly what we thought he'd do, which is just manipulate the wording slightly to try and throw us off the scent.
Yeah, it goes
I'll
out.
Be honest, I was struggling to find a lie in this one.
You can make anything up for the lie, Kane.
I was looking for like facts about Tasmanian like animals and.
But it's a lie, mate. It's a lie. You can just say Tasmanian devil has got.
Yeah, but you want it to
kind
of be true. Or I want it by the way. No, it's this or this, and it was there was like nothing what sounded remotely interesting. But yeah, they changed it obviously due to epilepsy and people who were sensitive to strobe and light effects.
But not in America. Yeah, screw that. Because you've got to pay for your medical care. So, Paulie, makes a fortune.
I'm a big fan of this cartoon.
Ooh.
Let's get us into the scores, Kane.
Well, based on...
It'll start with two.
Yeah. Based on last week's score, I'm guessing you're going to go, this was fucking shit. So we'll go with you.
This is going to get a 10 now. This is going to get a 10.
Yeah.
I like Taz. He's one of my favourite Looney Tunes characters.
You liked Goofy?
I love Goofy. I love the other characters in this TV series, which we didn't see in this episode.
No.
Which made me think last week when you announced it that it was a different cartoon.
Yeah. When Jamie put the tweet message on the WhatsApp group, I was expecting this. I thought I'd picked the wrong cartoon as well. But then
I thought you had originally. I thought you had.
Because you don't see his dad, his mum, his sister.
It's also just a short cartoon, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
They can't go into every character every episode.
Correct. So you chose this episode for any reason, Kane, or?
No, I just read the synopsis and I thought it sounded quite funny.
Okay. It's not aged well, has it, this cartoon?
No.
I know also why I picked
it. It's not really aged well. It's a bit up there with Pepe Le Pew, isn't it?
It's very up there. Is that, there was at least a bit of a Pepe Le Pew shout out, wasn't there?
Say again?
There was a Pepe Le Pew shout out to it in this episode. He did the Pepe Le Pew bounce when he followed it.
Yeah, when he does the hot bounce, pounce thing. Yeah, it's... what's that little weird dude's name? Do we know?
Oh, it's like something Bushman, is it? Bush?
I don't know.
I have got it here.
He's like a little ginger.
Francis Bushlad.
Francis Bushlad.
Okay. Great name.
So he dresses up as a female Tasmanian devil and then gets assaulted by Taz repeatedly throughout the episode.
It's a very rapey episode, isn't it?
Do you think, when characters wear costumes like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can still talk and open his mouth.
Mm.
And you see inside a Tasmanian devil's mouth when he's in the female Tasmanian devil costume, right? So it's like very good costumes, aren't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That like
high quality costumes.
Yeah, really impressive.
Or are we seeing him through Tasmania's eyes? So are we seeing the costume as actually terrible? We're seeing it as Taz sees it.
That's a good point.
Ooh, yeah, maybe. I really liked this cartoon. I liked Tasmanian Devil. I didn't like this episode particularly. I thought it was a pretty poor episode of the Tasmania cartoon. I think his dad is brilliant. His mum's good. I like it when he breaks the fourth wall and talks in a normal voice, as opposed to doing his rah, rah, rah noise. I think it's a really funny series. I think it was on for quite a while, wasn't it? Like 3 or 4 years. So I love it. Didn't like the episode at all.
Ooh, what are you scoring?
So my score...
You're scoring an episode or the cartoon?
Same as I always do. So my score is a solid 7 out of 10.
Hmm. Jamie's not liking this. Look, you can see.
You just said you didn't like the episode.
I did not.
But Stu's
scoring it a 7.
Stu scores a cartoon.
I'm scoring it a 7.
Mate.
Did you watch this as a kid, Stu?
Yeah, I did actually, yeah. Mm. Yeah, enjoyed it then.
This must have been out. Was this out about similar time as Goofy?
I think this is later, isn't it?
Right.
Not much later. Only a year or so.
Yeah, I must have stopped maybe watching cartoons for a year. I think it was probably more likely the time it was on. I think probably Goofy was on. I don't know what Goofy would have been on Goof Troop in the UK. I know Taz and Looney Tunes were on Saturday morning TV, weren't they?
Yeah, CBBC.
I'm not sure what Goof Troop would have been on. Maybe Sky?
It wouldn't have been on Sky because I didn't have Sky that age.
I'm not sure what Goof Troop was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, good cartoon, Kay. Nice choice.
Going to next, Kane.
James, you go. You fill us in, James.
He's locked up. Yeah, it was a tough watch, I think, this one.
Because it was not, so rapey, or?
Yeah, not helped by the fact I watched it with my 7-year-old daughter.
Ooh.
Who was like, Daddy, why isn't he leaving her alone? I'm like, different time, darling, different time.
Did you not say, this is what he wants? He's asking for it.
Well, technically also, I've not... Not long back, watched a documentary on Tasmanian Devil with nothing to do with the cartoon, and they are the most rapiest animal in nature.
Really?
So they do go around gang raping the females.
Hold on. Are they more rapey than skunks?
Yeah, much more. Mm. Much more. And also, they like to enter the... when they're eating an animal, a larger animal, they enter through the anus. It's the softest flesh. So they'll basically, if you find like a dead deer, they'll go in through its arse and eat their way out of it, as opposed to from the outside in.
Well, isn't that delightful?
Cheap bastards.
Yeah, it's easier than trying to get through the tough flesh. Obviously, they don't eat the way out through the flesh. They carve it, basically hollow it out, and then back out through the arse again.
They don't inside the whole carcass like it's
they
a
go
skin.
Inside the whole carcass, eat it from the inside.
How do they breathe?
Well, they can still breathe. They're not squeezing through the bum. They're literally biting through the arse. That's the soft flesh and make it like a burrow. Oh. And then chewing away, and then they come back out again, all bloodied up.
Do they spin around to get inside it, James?
I think so, right now.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's a bit of a myth.
To hunt a Tasmanian devil, do you have to dress as a female Tasmanian devil?
It is recommended, yeah.
And then get lots of them coming for you.
Yeah.
And then how would you get out of the cage if that worked? Because you're in the boat with the Tasmanian devil and the cage falls on you. How do you get out?
I think the idea is you jump out beforehand. I have to give you like a witty quip, like, ha, I finally caught you, and then you jump out, but then you've got to make sure that the water goes the right way before you do that.
Right, yeah. Or any good hunter would do that, right?
Yeah. So, no, but it was, yeah, it was an awkward one to watch, but it was still fun. It sounds quite bad. The bit where he sort of slipped out of his costume and proceeds to sort of beat it because he's pissed off with it and Taz gets enraged was great. It was a good cartoon. I don't remember this at all as a cartoon. So when you're talking about the family and stuff, I think I've got a vague recollection of the dad being quite well spoken and maybe smoking a pipe for some reason.
Yeah, he often wore a dinner jacket.
Okay.
His name was Hugh Tasmanian Devil.
Oh. Okay. Hugh Hefner. I like it.
Mm.
It was, you know, like I say, it's not aged well, but neither have I. So I'm giving it a 6 out of 10. The only thing that annoyed me, I've never liked the way that Taz blows raspberries when he speaks.
Mm. How would you prefer he blew raspberries when he speaks?
Just not blow raspberries at all.
Oh, not blow them at all?
Just talk normal.
I thought,
It's, yeah, no, still doing the noise. I don't mind the
still doing the spitting and the coughing. And
that. Yeah, but just not the daft raspberry at the end of it. It just throws me out. It's a bit like, as I think we've mentioned on the fast show before, Rick and Morty. I love Rick and Morty. Don't like the burping. Same sort of thing. It's exactly the same for me. The burp and the bat raspberry, both of them could leave.
Yeah, what's your score, James?
6 out of 10.
No, for Rick and Morty.
Oh, for Rick and Morty, 10.
Oh, nice.
Rick and Morty's amazing.
I hate it.
I bet Jamie hated this cartoon.
Yeah, 8 of it.
With Rick and Morty influences. I think he loved it. He's going to say it reminded him of himself as a teenager.
All handsy.
Yeah, spinning around, spitting, blowing raspberries as he talks.
He was, I do have very fond memories of this cartoon. Very fond memories of the cartoon. And the two things I really like about this cartoon were lacking in what we watched. Number one is the theme tune. I think this theme tune is fucking awesome. The theme tune and the visual on top of the theme tune is, for me, one of the best ones. Phenomenal theme tune. And I know it's based on the version we had, but it still, I'm scoring the version we had. And the lack of theme tune kind of impacted a little bit for me. There was no intro to it. The other thing was the family.
Well,
was there no theme tune? What do you mean?
There's no theme tune on the one we got sent, the link we got sent.
Oh, I didn't watch it on Kane's link. I just watched the
episode.
You can't mark it down for that, Jamie. Yeah. Sure, that's not the cartoon's fault.
By watching it on a dodgy link.
Jimmy gets so angry that we might have rated the show, not the cartoon episode. Yet he then includes the fact that Kane's... where was your link from, Kane? Showmovies.ripoffchina.com version didn't have the theme tune on it. But he scores it lower.
Right. You're damn right.
Bearing in mind, some of the episodes we've been sent to watch have been back to front, upside down ones, something with a Yorkshire accent.
It upset me. I love this theme tune. I love it. I posted it on Twitter. Probably a couple of months back, even though we didn't cover it at the time. I love it. And the fact his version didn't have it off pissed me off from the start. The other thing I said I like about this cartoon is the family. And I don't like the fact in this particular episode, we don't have the family. again, this the whole episode, you've already said it, it's just rapier's fuck, isn't it? It's there was at one point anywhere, I don't know if this was, there were so many references, like sexual references in there as well. Like there was one point where Taz jumped, let's call it the female Taz. Taz threw the female Taz behind the bench, jumped on it. The female Taz hit Taz on the head, and this big comical bump come up, and I thought, that's a fucking penis.
And he also
there.
Went, they've he just also made said at that point joke. As well, he went, that feels better. This is getting an erect thing on his head.
Yeah. Do you think, though, Jamie, that by dressing up as a female Tasmanian devil,
right, go on.
In for the reason of trying to
don't
trick,
say she was asking for it.
No, trying weird, to, yeah. For the reason of trying to trick Taz into romantic endeavours, that's the wrong thing about it. Because are you supposed to make yourself look like somebody and not, and then try and get somebody to sleep with you based on how you don't really look?
I would argue that one
consents to, I'm afraid.
Absolutely. I would argue that one's an animal and one's not, so I'm giving the I'm putting the
you're blaming the animal, human, not the human.
I'm blaming the human here.
Ooh.
I think I'm
ooh.
Blaming
ooh.
The human.
Tim.
Hold on,
I'm blaming
right.
the human.
Really?
If you dressed as a dog and then an tried animal, to yeah. sleep with a dog and the dog tried to hump you, you wouldn't blame the dog,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah.
There you go.
If right. I said to the dog, you know what, I've changed my mind. Yeah. No, I'm all
so
right.
So if the animal
you.
Continued humping what it thought was a female animal, you would blame the animal.
And he's not yeah. animalistic.
I don't think the kid, the young little boy who he slept with.
He's not a boy. He's not a boy.
That makes it even worse thinking about it.
He's fucked him all over. He's fucked him, hasn't he? He's definitely fucked him.
What's his name?
Bush kid
or something?
No.
Bush lad.
Is it Eustace or Fletcher or something
Francis
like
Bush
that?
Lad.
No, Sue just looked
Francis. Francis, yeah, Francis. That's
Francis
it, yeah.
Bush lad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're taking the side of Tasmanian devil sleeping with this
I
little boy?
I think he's been manipulated.
yeah. Tricked.
He's been tricked, yeah. I'm totally on Tasmanian
the
side.
Little boy, he goes into it with a plan. Buys a costume online,
gets raped.
Dresses up in that costume that's designed to attract the Tasmanian devil to want to have sex with him.
This is making me uncomfortable now. So you're saying telling me that if a woman goes out, right?
No.
Or a man goes out then. A man goes out.
Yeah.
Dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
Flirts with you a little bit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Then,
no,
then you're allowed to do anything you want.
No.
No, because the variable there is two humans.
Yeah, but Taz is not an animal.
Yeah.
Is it? Let's face it. We've already discussed the fact that his family all talk and he wears a smoking jacket. So
a special needs person.
He's special needs at best.
I'm out.
Is it okay for so special needs to sleep with a kid?
You'd be fine with a disabled kid humping the leg of some transvestite just because the transvestite sort of talked to him a little bit. You're like, no, it's fine. It's your own fault. It's your own fault. You prick teased him. You've got to let him finish now.
In the car.
So I'm going to give a hot take. My hot take on this is they're both wrong. The little boy shouldn't have dressed as a woman to try and trick Taz into.
It doesn't matter
being
how he dressed.
Attracted to
whether
him.
He dresses a male or female, that doesn't matter.
It does matter. It absolutely matters.
He
that's
can dress
the worst because he's doing it to try and trick somebody into having a romantic affair with him.
True.
That's not okay.
True. There is intention there, to be fair, yeah.
His intent is to make himself look different than he does purely to gain somebody's romantic attraction.
And specifically Taz, he is targeting
yes.
Taz in all fairness.
So that's wrong. Okay. So that he is wrong. And then Taz, when told to stop, doesn't stop. That's also wrong.
Which one's more wrong, though?
They're both
no,
wrong.
Taz is well
Taz
more
Taz
in
Taz
the wrong.
Wrong. Taz is definitely more in the wrong.
Nah. Well, Kane, are you saying the little boy is the most in the wrong as well?
No, I'm saying Taz is in the wrong. Completely in the wrong.
That's what James just said.
I'm with James.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just said no way, James.
No, I mean
that,
no way to you, Stu, when you were saying.
Oh, okay. No, I just said they're both wrong.
No, but you said
he's most wrong.
Yeah, I don't agree with that they're both in the same wrong. Taz is.
I didn't say the same wrong. I'm just saying they're both wrong.
Who's more wrong though?
I don't know.
I do know.
What about if Taz is really excited?
I hope that's a joke, Jamie.
I'm just saying, he's clearly very excited in it.
So you think Taz is more wrong? Is it because of the repeated instances?
I just think the kid can dress however he wants. It might be the wrong to try and grab attention, but I don't...
He's doing it to try and kill Taz, though, isn't he? To try and trick him into going with him so he can kill him and skin him.
To trap him. We don't know what he's going
to
do with him when he's trapped
story
him.
Behind it, yeah.
Well, he's a hunter, isn't he?
But he's also still a child.
Yeah.
Do we know he's a child?
Well, he's called Bush Kid, so.
He looks like a child.
Yeah, Billy the
Kid. Taz is also a child, in fairness.
Yeah.
True.
Taz's older sister is 16.
Do we know how old Taz is?
But his older sister is 16.
Yeah. Okay.
So he could be between the ages of, I don't know, let's say...
0 and
16. Yeah, 0 and
16. To be specific.
Kane's like Sherlock Holmes there.
I don't see how you can... I don't know. He's practically raped the kid. You're okay with it.
But rape by deceit is also illegal, right? By making yourself out to be something you're not, and then somebody kissing you or having sex with you is also rape.
It's not rape, no.
It is, yes. Rape by deception. Oh.
But still.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, James. No, legally, I'm talking.
No.
It is.
No, legally, that's penetration for it to be any sort of rape.
What? I'm saying it if somebody has sex with somebody because they think they're somebody else because they've been tricked.
I thought you said kissing. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. But what about when the kid said no and tried to hit him off? How does that go down in a court of law?
It's an animal, though. It doesn't understand.
It's not a real animal. We're crossing lines. We're blurring lines.
But that's what I'm saying. So, but why isn't he a real animal?
Because his family are all like talking.
He's got two feet.
What I'm saying is...
Yeah.
Like, he sits under a tree picking petals off a flower going, love me, love me not.
Then he eats the flower.
He eats the flower,
James. He's an animal.
I've seen you eat worse, Jamie, than a flower.
All right, benefit of the doubt then. Let's say he is a real animal, Jamie, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're walking along. There's a little boy dressed as a female dog.
Right? And the reason he's done it is to try and get the dog to want to have sex with him.
No, not have sex.
Kill it.
Be attracted.
No.
Get attention from the dog.
Wants to get the dog to be romantically interested in him.
Well, just get his attention to follow him.
You can dress up as a chocolate
bar. And then the dog starts raping the child. You're going to be standing there going, well, you asked for that. It's your own fault.
When that big Alsatian's got his penis on your butt.
You are not going to stand there and go, well, it's his own fault. Surely.
If a dude dresses as a sexy dog, kid or not,
and lead it on, right?
And leads it on, and then the dog mounts it. It's their fucking fault.
And even if that's a child that's made that decision, that mistake.
I think if a child makes it tougher, but if you say that they are intelligent enough to go out and buy a sexy dog costume, wear a sexy dog costume, then approach a dog, they've got to take some of the blame.
Yes,
but in this instance, we're also saying that the dog could communicate normally with a human as well.
He can't, though. Yeah. Can't communicate normally.
Well, Taz can.
I'd definitely say there's a speech impediment, isn't there?
He communicates with his family. He does say the odd word. He's not...
But animals can communicate with their own family.
Taz can communicate better with humans than
a proper communicator. As in, his family do actually talk. He understands them.
But are we seeing it through their lens, this? You know what I mean? Are they actually talking? Are we seeing it through their lens?
No, they're talking.
I think they're actually talking. Yeah. I don't think it's that deep on the court. I think just talking.
Would talk.
Just saying. There's a lot of variables.
You're trying to defend rape, Jamie. That's the most concerning part.
You guys are trying to defend rape by deception. That's also confusing. No,
that boy never had intentions of having sex with Taz.
He was innocent in it all.
I don't think he wanted even to kiss him. He just wanted to lure him away.
Be his friend, if anything.
As soon as that first kiss happened, he's like, no, this is not what I signed up for.
Come and ride in my love tunnel.
I just want to be a friend, but I'm going to put some sexy lipstick on.
He wants to go out for a date.
Are we okay with... Why do you think you wanted to trap him?
To kill him.
So are we okay with committing murder? we're saying we're fine with the guy who's intending to murder another intelligent... being capable of speech.
I suppose this is where it gets...
But we're mad at the being that tries to kiss the one without permission.
I suppose on this...
Yeah. But trying to murder it, we're not so
I
mad
I suppose
about.
What we have to say here, then, if we're saying... Let's say they're all...
We're saying murder's fine.
No, but he's a huntsman, so this is a cultural thing.
So is reproduction as well.
As we talked about earlier.
It is in Tasmanian
devil culture, though, Kane.
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
That's what James said, right?
I lost
true story. Connection.
James wouldn't make that up, would he?
It's so true story.
So maybe it's really well written, then.
They might
maybe,
have watched the same
documentary. Maybe it's a dumpster fire of a cartoon of an episode.
They've done the research.
They're all sat around the writer's table. Going, right, what do we do about Tasmanian devils? And
they
what
spin,
as well?
They blow raspberries. They love rape.
They love going through the ants.
What we don't know is that on the next episode, he actually eats somebody's arsehole as well.
They didn't do very much research about Aborigines, did they?
Is that what he's supposed to be?
He's a white-skinned, orange-haired Aborigine, according to the cartoon.
Is that right, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I suppose that's when. When the hunting becomes more tolerable.
Yeah.
If you're living in the bush in Australia.
Living in the bush. That's the problem. This is all happening in the bush.
That's what we're trying to say. We're trying to live in the bush.
That is what
I can't wait for this week's Would You Rather. Would you rather be a little boy who tries to trick animals into having sex with him, or an animal that likes to rape little
boys?
Have
you seen my notes?
It is that time, Kate. Let's change the subject.
It's not that time.
Jamie's not the best score either.
Jamie's not this score. What is
your
score,
Jamie?
That's
the end of this week's episode.
See, this is why I chose this episode. I knew we'd get here.
It's goodbye from me.
I knew we'd get here on this episode.
I don't know.
Jamie's just going to go. So, 9 out of 10, loved it. Everything about
loved the rape scenes.
The fact that James has said about Tasmanian devils are the rapiest creatures makes me think that maybe they've done their research.
You like it more now?
I'm more okay with the story now. It's a short cartoon. I like short cartoons. I like Tasmanian Devil. Story's okay. I like the fact that at the end of it, it's a bit of sadness in there. He does go ape shit. His eyes go white and red, and he kicks the fuck out of the Bushman dude. I'll give it an 8. Gets an 8.
What?
From wow. I've changed my mind.
An 8?
Gets an 8.
I did think, Jamie.
It's only one more than you, Stu.
I know, but I didn't think you were going to score it that high. And also, I'm scoring the show, not the episode.
I'm scoring the episode there.
See, I didn't think you'd like the episode, but I thought you'd like the end bit when he goes crazy and beats the shit out of.
I do like that.
Yeah, it's a Bushman. Bush boy. That's fine.
I did feel for him. I did feel when the costume got threw off the mountain. I did feel for Taz then.
But
he
didn't.
I felt his
pain. But he didn't feel for the bush boy when he got sexually molested.
Hey, what score are you giving it?
So I'm pretty much saying, you guess what's like. It wasn't a great episode to watch. It's not what I remembered Tasmanian cartoon being about. That being said, it was just an 8-minute cartoon. And I think they have to do something really wrong to make that a bad cartoon. It's enjoyable to watch. Even if I didn't like the story, it was over quite soon. It's nice to see, a story based on Tasmania, on Taz. I didn't love the episode. I'm going 5 out of 10. I thought it was like a badly written Animaniacs. Like, that kind of zany humour didn't hit as good as Animaniacs hits.
Agreed. I would agree with that. Still haven't done Animaniacs.
26 out of 14 total.
Sounds about right.
Did I not pick Animaniacs once?
No, you did nope. Johnny Bravo with sort of Animaniacs.
No, it was the other one we did, didn't we? It was the bug or some kind of superhero. Freakazoid. It was Freakazoid.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Wasn't true.
Yeah.
So, 26. So it scored way higher than Goof Troop.
Higher.
So right, what position in the league table does that give it, Jamie?
It's currently at 14th.
Oh, that's high for 26.
I have no idea. I'll check that spreadsheet.
I do remember, and it probably on the choice of cartoon is nostalgic as well. Do you remember the little Tasmanian devil toy teddy you had, Jamie? Had like a leather jacket on?
It didn't, but I do know you said that. That's took me right back. I did,
And I always remember watching this in the house at Grassmore together, this cartoon as well, in the bedroom. Then I also remember my granddad winning me a big Tasmanian Devil Teddy American Adventure on the gift. But it was the Tasmanian Devil where, we know them hats what has like a little spinning thing on top.
It's the Tiny Toons. No, it's the Tiny Toons version.
Yeah. But it was like a big version of it.
Baby Taz.
And it was
Oh, that's cool.
And I always thought that was quite significant in us growing up, Jamie. You got a small little Taz and I got a big massive Teddy. I was the spoiled,
the amazing one.
Yeah, I was the spoiled brat. And but yeah, so
she was wise. Yeah. Got an airplane.
But yeah, but I remember both as well. Cool. And I remember you having that Teddy for a long time. And the
I also had a Taz in a little leather jacket.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think it was from a claw grab machine.
I presumed yours, Jamie, was from Warner Brothers store at Meadow Wall, but it could have also been from a claw.
It could have well been. Can anyone remember the Tazos as well, like the Pogs? What, they had the Tazos versions?
No. Yes. Remember them? Tina's got a load of those in the attic.
They were amazing. I'd love to have them back.
She's got a load of Tazos.
They had little slits in them, right, where you could like join them together to make structures as well.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Did you get them with Walker's crisps?
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Was it with crisps?
I think it was Smith's crisps.
Right, whoa.
No.
I think it was something that wasn't Walker's.
Ooh. Now, I know you could send up and you could get a folder with little plastic slots.
What were they called?
She's got the folder.
What were they called?
Tazos.
Were they called Tazos?
Yeah, they were Tazos.
Yeah.
The ones with the little slots in?
Yeah, Tazos. And there was they come on the back of Pogs, didn't they?
Mm.
Pogs were awesome as well. They
never had a Pog.
We had me and Jamie had our own Pog making kit where you could make your own Pogs from magazines.
Make your own Pogs?
Yeah, from magazines.
Got to buy that as well, Kate. Yeah. Got to buy that. Yeah. It did, yeah, it's true. True story. You used to have the tubes, didn't you? You used to have a slammer, which was the harder pog, and then you used to get the paper pogs and stack them up, and the idea was to hit the side of them and flip them over and you win them, but it was always hard to do. But they were brilliant, and they were iconic at the time, right? They were massive.
Oh, gotcha.
When they first came out. Pogs are huge. You never had any, Stu. Never had them at all.
I assume I've got them in something, like, and just gave them away, because I don't ever remember using them or playing with them.
Used to get him in
main
like
character
cereals.
Was like a Captain Caveman. It was like a Captain Caveman sort of thing, wasn't it? The main character, Pogs. Looked a bit like Captain Caveman. He was the mascot of Pogs.
Okay.
Cereal. Yeah, they did a few snide versions, didn't they? So there were Tazos and there was some other kind of.
So are Pogs and Tazos versions. Different?
Different, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the main Tazos guy from thinner, Pogs. Isn't it like a Captain Caveman?
Join
type
them together.
Dude.
Yeah, isn't he? Yeah. That looks like Captain Caveman.
Probably is, because it's the Warner Brothers, isn't it?
Pogs were Tazos were different. So Tazos were all the Warner Brothers characters.
Okay.
Pogs were like a separate thing, but they're all Captain Caveman doing things. So you might have one on playing football or one playing, I don't know, running over a cat or something. I don't know. They're all different images.
We are way past halfway.
Hmm.
Well, now we've done the scores, can we have, Kane, please, a would you rather?
Yes, I've had to change it a little bit because it was quite similar to last week's would you rather. So, would you rather...
Would you rather be sucked off by dance?
Get a kiss from a male... what looked like the most beautiful female ever, but got a penis. Would you prefer to get a kiss from a female, what looked like a male and had a beard and everything, but has a vagina?
I think I'm gonna go with the female. I think the ugly female.
The ugly female.
Yeah.
The beard.
Yeah. No. The hang about as the female.
Female's got a beard.
So you. Not ugly female. Just dressed like a male.
Ugly.
Just looks like a male.
Just looks like
not
a
ugly. just looks like a male.
But it's a female. So, but
it's got a vagina, but it's got a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to look at her, you'd think that's a man.
So it looks like James, but with a vagina.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know that it's a female. Okay.
Like a real man. Like a manly man.
It's not like James then. Like. Are you all right, Kane? You're struggling.
He's gone again.
Yeah.
Go on, what's your answer?
I don't know, James. What are you thinking?
I'm definitely going for the man that looks like a woman.
Agreed. 100%.
All day long. Boom.
Is it just a kiss?
Yeah. I'm not going to reach down. I'm not going to find that.
Might go a bit of ass.
Yeah.
You might get a bit tazzy, though, in that
guaranteed
situation.
Guaranteed anal, isn't it? Let's face it.
Well, who for, though?
Meh.
I'm going to go for the bird. That looks like a dude.
If you are kissing the dude, as you're kissing, you will feel his penis get harder as you're kissing.
I should hope so.
Oh, did a good job, yeah.
Yeah. Like a little reward.
Yeah. Man, imagine if it was that easy to tell women were interested in you.
Yeah,
I'm going for the man who looks like an attractive woman.
Yeah.
Something about Miriam.
What?
Do you know we never watched that? Oh, dating show.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean, James.
All illegal bachelors.
Yeah, and it's a man.
It was actually a man.
Couldn't get away with that, could you?
Damn fine, good looking man, I must admit.
I'm going for the bird. I'm going for the chick.
Yeah, if the chick looks like a man.
Yes. Yeah.
About you, Kane?
See, this is awkward because I've not been able to hear your responses because my internet keeps going. So, so I don't know what they're like.
Me and James are primarily focused on looks. Whereas Jamie is focused on the truth.
The truth is out there or down there.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking kiss, it's like, it's a big kiss. It's not a little peck. It's tongue,
a sexy kiss.
Biting lip.
Sexy
hands
dive.
Going all over, yeah.
Hands on ass.
Yeah. I'm going to go for the man what looks like a chick.
Yes, in the correct answer group, Kane. Well done. Look at Jamie's face.
Sorry. I'm going with the bird.
Is that worse or better, Jamie, than raping someone?
Dude, Stu, you're going to really have to have some fun on editing this episode.
Nah, send it straight out. Straight out. No,
there's not
required.
Much I can edit here.
The edit here. There's no episode.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
There's nothing. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. That's right.
Your beards become intertwined as well. It'd be like a,
does that
like
happen,
a Velcro
do you think?
Effect. Yeah, it'd be some sort of Velcro effect, surely.
I don't know, because they're both like the fuzzy side, or neither of them are like the hook side.
Yeah, if they're both hooks, though, you get some sort of...
I don't think anybody's beard's got actual hooks on, has it?
I think they get a bit intertwined.
Would that be nice?
You don't get your beard trapped on a vagina.
Jamie could shave his beard before he kisses the woman that looks like a man with a beard.
Could do.
Can you, Jamie?
Then he got a stubble rash off of there, wouldn't he?
No, he shaved his beard.
Yeah, so her beard would tickle his freshly bare exposed skin.
Would it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do our beards tickle women?
Mm. Yeah, they do.
Maybe.
That's right.
Kane, when are you growing a beard?
You've been trying.
When I start puberty.
Leave him alone.
Does your Mrs. Is she a fan of beards, Ken? Because Joe ate some with a passion. So I just there's
so it's a beard.
Yeah. You've got a massive beard.
Yeah. She tells me she don't like a beard, but I think that's made me feel better.
Yeah, because if she was like, oh, I love beards. Beards are the best. Yeah. The only way you can know a man is by his manly beard.
I think the problem with not the problem with beards. The thing I have with beards is it can hide. If you're an ugly person, a beard can make you look better looking.
That's the problem. That's why we have beards.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So for you three, it's all right. But
cheers, bro.
Do you have that same issue with hair as well, Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I've started to have my fringe out my eyes, see more of my face.
Has anybody given you any feedback on that? So, in fairness, body hair, that's why I shaved my head.
Go on, James.
Body hair in general. What's your preference?
On yourself or on somebody else?
On somebody else.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not overly fussed, to be honest.
Do you not?
I don't like stubbly legs.
No.
What about more in the private area?
Not fussed either way, really.
I like it smooth.
I like it somewhere in between.
So you like maintained?
Yeah, maintained. So I don't want some kind of 80s porn, like bush, what you have to fight through, but I don't want it like completely shaved as...
like a porn star?
Yeah.
What's wrong with completely shaved?
You don't like it?
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It's just... I like a little bit of pube, James.
A little bit of pube to play with.
Yeah, just a little.
To play with?
There's
a little plaque while he's down there.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm never going to complain.
The reason I ask is that I recently saw a thing and
You recently saw a thing?
Yeah.
Well done.
Watch the video.
That's no way to talk about your wife's vagina, James.
And there was a woman saying that, you know, she was very, very outspoken feminist. And she was saying it's disgraceful and all this sort of stuff, and women shouldn't have to shave down there and all this sort of stuff to please a man. And likewise, any man that likes it shaved down there is, you know, because they like small children and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I thought that.
And I was like,
why small children?
Well, yeah, before puberty.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not natural. And then I heard a very good retort. I come back. I says, well, do you prefer men with beards? And she goes, no, I don't like beards at all. And he says, so you prefer pre-puberty males then? Because having a beard is perfectly natural.
Mm.
And she just shut the fuck up. And I was like, oh, that's actually quite a good argument. It is just a preference. It's not, doesn't mean anything whatsoever. So yeah, I like that. That's what made me think about it.
At least she accepted the other side of the argument, which is normally quite hard with...
No, she didn't. She didn't. No, she didn't accept it at all, Kane. She went batshit crazy at him. Yeah, he laid a pretty obvious fact on her. And obviously, like a lot of these people, she then completely dismissed that and talked over him.
Ridiculous comment to make, though, that for her to say that's fucking
stupid. It's one of these. Yeah, I'm not going to get me banned, but some people just like to be angry about stuff and like to sort of push facts out, or you know, or change a narrative to fit their sort of agenda or their outrage about something.
Yes. Cubes, eh?
I've got something to be outraged about.
Go on, what have we got to be outraged?
It's sure. The end of this week's podcast.
Oh. On quick.
That's what she said.
All the time.
So, Kane, where can people find out more about this week's cartoon and all of our previous shenanigans?
Yeah, so we're on all the streaming services. If you go look at By the Power. And on our website at bythepower.net, or is it bythepowerpod.net? I can't remember.
Bythepower.net.
Bythepower.net. You can buy us a coffee at buysacoffee.com/bythepowerpod. Yeah, leave us a review. We've not had any reviews in ages as well. Leave us a review on Apple.
Yes, scumbags.
Yeah.
Or we'll complain about it next week.
We'll have more cartoons about rapey animals.
Are there more cartoons about rapey animals? Oh, Pepe Le Pew, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah. As if Pepe Le Pew got his own cartoon. Or is it just a...
Yeah, but I think he's got cancelled now, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah. I think he's both a rapist and a stereotype of fringe people.
True, actually. I wonder what he got cancelled for. That's a stereotype.
I reckon it's the stereotype that old skunk smell, I think. That's probably what it is.
They do, that's kind of their thing.
All of them, James.
Yeah.
Don't generalise.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh, James. That's a bit harsh. So it's goodbye from me.
Buongiorno from myself.
What episode is it next?
Good question.
Whose choice is it?
It's yours.
Oh dear. 40-minute anime. Here we fucking go.
Dragon Ball. Is it Dragon Ball?
I don't like Dragon Ball.
Oh.
Have we ever done a 40-minute anime, Jamie?
They all seem like fucking 40 minutes.
Ulysses was long.
It's like 28 minutes.
I'm thirsty. Me too.
That guy in Ulysses, how creepy was that guy in Ulysses?
He was creepy.
He was a good bad guy, wasn't he? We liked him, do you remember?
He was, what was his name? The,
like the Amazing Max or something, wasn't it? He was a bit creepy.
Yeah. What are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing...
Clues?
Do you want a clue?
Yes. Oh,
it was animated in Japan.
Was it?
Stars cats right. Delivering pizza. No, we've already done that.
Samurai pizza.
Do you want a proper clue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It stars somebody who appeared in something prior to them being in a cartoon.
Ooh. Prior to them being in a cartoon?
Yeah,
Paul Hogan, wrestling?
It's a good answer, but yeah, it's not right.
RoboCop.
Ooh, it's another good answer. But it's not right.
From Rambo, so it can't be Rambo.
No, it's a real person. You're on track with real people.
Oh.
The Mr. T.
Mr. T.
It's from 1983. It's Mr. T.
I think Kane got it there first.
Yes.
Well done, Kane. Yeah, Mr. T. And the T Team, or whatever they're called. I think they have got a name, but I can't remember what the name is. Do you remember? There were. Anybody remember it?
Oh,
it's Mr. T and a team of gymnastics.
Is that right?
So let's look forward to that one. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Does that not make perfect sense? Can you imagine them pitching it? So we're going to do a cartoon with Mr. T in. Okay, who's like his backups team going to be? You know, another army team? I've done that in A-Team. Police. No, that's in, you know, cops and stuff.
All right. Birds.
How about a team of gymnastic kids? Awesome, let's do it.
Perfect.
Perfect. And a dog with a Mohican.
Even better.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what we're doing next week.
Nice.
Well,
have you got an episode yet, Stu?
I have not chosen an episode yet. It's one where Mr. T gets on a plane.
Yeah, want some milk.
Okay, well, peace from me.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it, but I've got a joke for you. And it's a Tasmanian devil joke.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
What do you get when you mix human DNA with Tasmanian devil DNA?
Ooh.
Kicked out.